Observations column, titled Jesus Raised Up, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. The absolute power of God is revealed in our reading today, John 10 verses 14 to 18. As we look at our risen Christ today in Matthew 28, we must acknowledge the transfer of power from Father to Son. None of the Gospels tell us everything, but when we read all of the Bible, the writers of its other books provide tidbits of information that, when taken together, the Holy Spirit provides us with a fuller understanding of the things He inspires His holy scribes to write. Matthew tells us of Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, presumed to be the mother of James and Joseph, which means it was Mary, mother of Jesus, going to the tomb where Jesus had been buried. Mark's Gospel tells us that it was three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. Mark 15 identifies Salome as the wife of Zebedee and mother of John and James the Elder. The Gospel of Luke reveals a woman named Joanna and other women among them that went to Jesus' burial tomb. Interestingly, Luke 8 verse 3 tells us that Joanna was the wife of Chuza, who was steward to Herod. Joanna and Susanna both ministered to Jesus out of their substance. John's Gospel mentions only Mary Magdalene going to the tomb and seeing a gardener who speaks her name. It was the voice of Jesus, risen and alive. Rabboni, Master, was her response to his voice. This example gives us insight into the importance of reading all the Bible and taking into consideration all the things that individual passages cover about events that are recorded in multiple books of the Bible. John tells us only of Mary Magdalene going to the tomb, and the other Gospel writers tell us that Mary, mother of Jesus, another Mary, mother of the sons of thunder, Zebedee's boys, Joanna, wife of Herod's steward, Chuza, Salome, and other unnamed women all went to the tomb. Matthew 12 begins a teaching of Jesus in the temple, with the Pharisees present. His words extend into Matthew 13. From Matthew 13 verses 55 and 56, the Pharisees speak, "Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James, and Joseph, and Simon, and Judas, Jude? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things?" The wisdom of God will always confound the wisdom of men. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.